The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
So you're, is this on? Yes. You're listening to, this is the XFM Breakfast Show podcast. What are you doing, Dave?
Sorry.
What are you doing with your chair?
It's my arm.
Your arm made that noise?
My chair arm.
Okay, I'm going to say, you need to really get medical help.
I'm good now. Carry on. Sorry, John, carry on.
It's all right, Dave. Professional producer there, that's how it works. Hope you're learning, Josh. Josh is our intern, puts the podcast together. Hope you're learning from the Masterman, the Dave Masterman there, that's his name. I did a clever play on words for the beginning of the podcast. Anyway, so big news if you're a regular listener to the podcast. Well, two things, actually. One, Noel Gallagher joined us this week on XFM Breakfast. That will be, and is already, in a separate podcast, a bonus podcast special. So if you are a subscriber, it will have downloaded whether you want it or not, a bit like Bono would put it there, into your inbox. Is that where they go? I don't know where podcasts go.
The explicit box is ticked as well. So
he does do swears, doesn't he? Noel Gallagher swearing like a trooper, utterly unedited. If you'd like to have a listen to that interview, and he's very funny in it, then that's as a separate podcast. However, this is the XFM Breakfast Show official podcast, the least worst bits of last week. Josh puts it together. Before we get on to what's in it, though, for regular listeners, big Josh news, because you'll remember Josh's hostel tales. Josh lives in a hostel and with Eastern European people. Mm-hmm. But Josh has moved out of the hostel.
Yeah.
Haven't you, Josh?
Yeah, only for a few weeks. Probably back in them again, though, soon.
Oh. Well, what? I thought you'd moved into a house.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I
didn't know that. You've broken that to us now on air.
I thought I told you.
No.
Didn't I?
Why is it for a few weeks? When one moves into a house, one stays there, Josh. This is the rules of house living.
Because I wasn't very... I didn't think at first. I just did it. Money issues. And I didn't think, can I afford this? I just thought, yes.
Right.
So, yeah.
So you've got...
Until Christmas, I think. Then I'm going to go back to hostels.
Oh, you're being a little... You're like a little orphan Annie girl. Mm. Annie, you're like... I feel really bad now. Josh is going to be in a hostel for Christmas on his own.
I'm going home for that.
Sharing his Christmas dinner with Eastern European people. And... In a bunk bed. Josh, I feel bad now.
They're actually doing Christmas at the hostel. I've seen their sign a few weeks ago and I was there. So
are they?
Last resort, I can always stay in London for Christmas.
What they?
I wouldn't like to think what they're going to say.
You should apply to Global's Make Some Noise charity. You'd probably get a handout from them. They'd probably help you. Because they help disadvantaged kids, don't they? And that's you. You're technically that. Yeah.
Cheers.
It's our own fault for not paying you. Anyway, that's the policy.
That's not going to change.
Dave's in charge. Listen to the man. That's what he says.
Sorry.
What's in the podcast, Josh?
Sarah Millican's in for a chat.
Sarah Millican, yes.
Also, Tradesman's Entrance.
Yes, we enter a tradesman. We do a tradesman's entrance, yes.
And also...
Look at him turning over his pages. Look at that. He's actually written it down.
Toddler Pops.
Toddler
Pops. Hilarious this week.
It's like, have you written that down, or is that your opinion?
No, my opinion, yeah.
Oh, good. What was it about? Can you remember?
I know it's funny, because I'm laughing about it, but I can't remember the subject. But it's always funny, anyway.
It was. I'll tell you what it was. It was because Smiley in class...
Yes, that was it.
..went on a programme and shouted at Ed Miliband.
Yeah.
He's the deputy leader.
Yeah.
He's the Labour leader, sorry, of the shadow cabinet.
Mm. Thanks.
Yeah, just telling. Labour is a political party.
Okay.
Smiley in class is a war. Mm-hmm. She shouted at me about mansion tax.
She pushed in the queue downstairs here at the office. She pushed in front of me for a coffee.
What?
Yeah, she did.
Did she? Mm-hmm. Because she works in this building, she does a show on Smooth. And she pushed in front of you.
Yeah.
Oh, she's all very well shouting at Miliband about his mansion tax, but she doesn't mind like going in front of the poor people that are homeless, does she?
disadvantaged children.
She just pushed you out of the way. Get back to your hostel, you dirty intern, she said, didn't she, probably?
Exact words.
Did she squeeze her own breast milk into the coffee? That's the question.
No, she didn't.
Because she's into that. We know that, that's a fact. Yeah. Her mining class does serve her own breast milk to people in tea and coffee. Did you know that?
I didn't.
True story.
Wow.
Google it. Can we just get on with the podcast now?
Yeah. Dave?
Yes. Thank you for asking. Yeah, absolutely. Press play.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
And you know how we go through this crazy life together, don't we? You do the best that you can, day in, day out, don't you? It's a struggle, isn't it? Right now, as you're getting up, the morning's darker, it's colder. And sometimes there are small things that just make your day seem a little bit better, aren't they? One of mine, I'm talking about sticking it to the man where you can, right? Little victories. I got one in yesterday. And now I think I'm going to make it my regular thing. Because I got away with it once, and I think I can get away with it again. and I haven't run this past anyone, so I don't know whether it's technically illegal and I should be saying this out loud, but anyway.
Ooh.
So so here's what happened yesterday, purely by accident. But now I think it might be a thing. It involves soup. So I purchased my lunch in a well-known high street outlet that has soup in it, right? It has other things, sandwiches, coffee, that kind of thing, but they do soup. I'm not going to name it, and you'll see why in a moment. So what happened is, I went in there, and I queued up, as you do, clutching the soup that I had picked up from the warmed shelf that they appear to have in there.
Yeah.
I picked the healthy option, by the way. Soup fans. And I stood in the queue, and I went to the queue, got to the front, went up to the lady, she waved me forward, and she said, are you eating in, sir, or are you taking away? Though I was planning to eat in, I was befuddled. I wasn't paying any attention whatsoever, really. I think I was looking at something else. And I said, take away. And then, of course, what happened was, it was cheaper.
Yeah.
Because they don't have the VAT on, do they? Right? And so I took my VAT-free soup that is cheaper and went and sat down and enjoyed it in their establishment.
Yeah.
And I saved upwards of about 30 pence probably doing that. So that, to me, I stuck it right to the corporate man there.
Yeah, I've done that before. I've done that.
I'm going to start doing it deliberately.
Yeah, bag it up. I'll just empty the bag and eat it in your restaurant.
I don't think they check.
They don't check. There's no way there's anyone going around checking.
There's no bouncers in Preta thing.
Get away with it.
I've also done it. I was thinking about it as I was enjoying my cheapened soup. I realise I've done it in other coffee outlets where you pick up the newspaper and it says, please pay at the till. You know, and you know, the stack of the Times or whatever. And I've done that, and I've picked up the newspaper, meant to pay for it, and then just had it under my arm and haven't.
Right, that's a bit more like theft.
Here's the good news. I left it in the shop. I read it, but I left it in the shop.
Oh, right, you left it.
I didn't take it beyond their doors. Like it was a library. I just sort of read it and left it for them. I didn't take it. Well, it's not theft. I'm not having that. It's not theft. I'm not having that. And I admit that part of the soup is theft, because I did take that away with me in my own guts.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
technically,
true.
I suppose.
Yeah.
No name on this, but I'm not surprised. Listen to this crime. Been university for three years, John. I've never had to buy salt, and do you know why? Because KFC so kindly provide little sachets of it. I fill my pockets every time. this is Sparky in High Wycombe. Yeah, okay. Whenever we go for breakfast in a supermarket with a cafe, we pick all the papers up we can from the bit where they keep the papers, read them over breakfast in the same supermarket, and then leave them there, thus saving over 40 pence each time we go.
Another good money-saving tip there.
Victories. What have you got, man?
Andrew in Dulwich says, shopping trolley loaded with over £100 at the local Sainsbury's, kids wanting to get to the muffins, pay, get to the car to unpack, and notice a child's toothbrush still wedged in the trolley. Not going back. He's not going back.
He's had a toothbrush away.
Yeah.
Come on. Those teeth are going to feel fresher because of that, aren't they? John, I live in Korea. I'm listening from Korea. Richard, he's listening from Korea this morning.
Good morning.
Here, in this country, you're not supposed to flush paper down the bog. Guess what? and this from Lucy. I ordered a pizza once, John, and I got half the money off using one of those vouchers that you give to the delivery guy when he arrives. I watched him take it, and then without any regard to my front garden, not a euphemism, he just tossed it onto the grass and then walked off. So I retrieved it and reused it.
Yeah.
Take that, society!
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
Morning then, XFM Breakfast. Hello, it is the morning. I'm John Holmes, joined by someone who's just admitted to me that morning is not her thing or her way, and has demanded that we close the blinds lest some sunlight seep into her vampiric-like state. Sarah Millican, how are you?
I'm good. I wish you put the garlic away, but I'm fine.
That's Matt. He just smells like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Bolognese.
Rubbed it on yourself, did you?
Yeah. So how are you? How the devil are you?
I'm good. I'm awake.
Well, that's a start.
Big thing for me this time of day. It's not a comedian's best time of the day.
It never is it? Were you out gigging last night or anything?
I was working. I was doing a TV thing last night.
TV thing. Oh,
yeah, which was fun and finished nice and early.
So you've got no excuse.
Exactly. That was planned.
So you're allowed to tell us what the TV thing is?
I did Alan Davis's As Yet Untitled.
Oh, I know. Dave. Yes.
Which is just a chat around a table with funny people. It was great.
This won't be anything like that. Bigger thing, bigger thing. Harsh to Alan. Morning, Alan. Royal Variety Performance.
Yeah.
Royal Variety Performance.
I know.
So how was it? I mean, what was the... Who was on the lineup this time?
Amazing people. Bette Midler. And at one point, I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, go on. Spoil it.
I'm not going to spoil it. There's a bit where quite a few of the singers sing together.
Yes.
And then we're like the chorus. And I thought... I've technically just done a duet with Bette Midler. I mean, it wasn't just a duet. There was a lot of other people there. But I could take that's going on my CV.
Photoshop could fix that for you very easily. You know,
So Bette Midler and Shirley Bassey.
What, Dame Shirley Bassey?
Sorry. Well, you know, I met her.
She kicks right off if you can't.
And Jack Whitehall, Michael McIntyre hosted.
Of course he did, yeah. Did he...
He was brilliant.
Of course he's brilliant. Did he hop and skip?
He did, obviously.
Do you remember? Have you seen the thing, ladies?
I don't know if I've ever seen him stand still. I don't know if he can.
Did he stand still in the lineup when you met royalty? Because that would have been embarrassing if he was hopping around all that, wouldn't it?
No, he did. He controlled himself for that.
Good. Yeah. I've seen a picture of you.
Have you?
Saying hello to the lovely Kate Middleton.
Yes.
Yeah, how
indeed.
Was that?
HRH. Yeah.
How is she noticeable yet in the pregnancy
stage? I looked more pregnant than she did. but she's very slim anyway.
Yeah. But did you do that classy thing of just bit of a stranger, say they're pregnant, pat the bump? Did you do that?
No.
Come on.
I didn't ask for a kick or anything. I didn't feel anything. No, I was very polite, because you have to wait till you're spoken to, which I've not done that since school, really. I always jump straight in. So I had to wait, and luckily she did speak, because that could be really awkward if you just stood and stared at each other, like some kind of Mexican standoff, waiting for somebody talk.
Do you think they have any sense of who they're even walking past? Because this is their life,
because there's somebody beside them saying your name.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
If I was that person, I'd give them false names. I'd have gone, Dame Shirley Bassey. That's what I said.
Oh, do a bit of Goldfinger for us.
listen, we're going to... I think it's well... Your obsession with cats is well known, I think.
Is it an obsession?
Yes.
You're quite judgy there, thinking it's an obsession. I think it's a healthy interest.
If you want to call it that, that's absolutely fine. Yeah. So listen, we're gonna take your... What did you just call it? A healthy interest.
You said healthy obsession. Healthy interest.
I think that's a fragrance by Calvin Klein.
healthy interest.
We're gonna take that, and we're going to play a game of Band or Cat. Last time it was Band or Dickens character.
Yes, it was. I think I did okay.
You did pretty well.
I don't think I shamed myself too much.
You're fine. We're going to play Band or Cat. Fictional cat, name of band. It's very easy.
Okay.
So you want hanging around a bit? You've got no choice.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all. I don't think I'm going to be any good at it, but I'll give it a go.
We'll give it a go.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
That is called Riptide. It is now 10 to 8. It is Wednesday morning, and now for the latest in our continuing and occasional series of The Haunting of Matt's House. Now, newsreader Matt here. Morning, Matt.
Morning.
Is moved into a house in, I'm going to call it The Sticks, not long ago. And moved there with his family now, his lovely wife Katie and his two lovely children, Bess and Maggie. And ever since he's been there, there have been a series of mysterious happenings. Now, if you're a regular listener to the show, you'll know that Bess, who is the eldest of the two children, how old is she, Matt?
She's nearly three.
And how old is Maggie?
She's 8 months.
Lovely, right. So you'll know that Bess, the eldest, has started to see things in the house, and what she's mainly seeing, we've learned over the past weeks, is the spirit, the form of a dead old woman. Now, initially, Matt poo-pooed the idea, of course, but as time's gone on, the evidence has been mounting up, not least in the descriptions that Bess has been giving us of what she's been seeing. So, if you haven't heard it before, here's a quick recap of this is a couple of weeks ago, and the revelation we learned just about what had been happening in Matt's kitchen.
She said to my wife, "She is spinning, and she is wearing a purple necklace." Sort of fueling speculation that there is some old ghost woman just hanging in my kitchen.
Wow. Absolutely horrific. So, what we've learned, Matt, is that the purple necklace, of course, was the bruises from the noose, wasn't it?
This is what we're surmising. Yeah.
Prior to that, I remember that she'd seen this woman on a computer, an ancient computer, which we've learned since is a typewriter, and she was probably writing out her suicide note. This old woman, haven't we? So what happened next then? So you spoke to her about this, right?
Yeah, I've been to question my daughter about the goings on.
Yeah, it's telling, isn't it? It's fair to say. So this is what happened when Matt recorded a conversation he had with. But was this yesterday? Yesterday, when Bess had been exhibiting signs of the haunting, and Matt decided to question on some of the details. So this is what she had to say.
So, Bess, you know the woman who lives in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Is she still here?
Yeah.
Where does she sleep?
She sleeps in my room and in Maggie's room.
Does she sometimes go into Mummy and Daddy's room?
Yeah.
Do you feel the room go cold when she comes into it?
Yeah.
Does she look old?
Yeah.
Does she ever look like she's sort of floating rather than walking?
Yeah.
Does she seem upset or angry?
She's angry.
She's angry? Who's she angry with?
She's angry with me.
Oh, God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Move out of the house, Matt! Run away from it! You're living with the Babadook, Matt! It's horrific! Get the hell out! What are you thinking?
It's okay. I think it'll be all right.
It's not to me. It's angry with her. The spirit is angry, man.
Gonna get a spiritualist round or something.
Oh God! Oh, this is brilliant. What doesn't kill you, Matt? Eh?
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast. XFM.
And your chance to slate it with flowers. This is where we give you a chance to complain about something that's happened to you over the weekend that's just been bloody annoying. Send it metaphorical dead blooms, courtesy of XFM's anti-flora service. What would you want written on the card? Faye's zerping on. Good morning, Faye. Hello. I saw Jamie T. You've just played him there, fame. On Saturday, Alexandra Palace. He totally, totally rocked. However, I'm going to have to send him some metaphorical dead flowers, John, because while it was great to have him back in an awesomely messy, bouncy evening, it was so bouncy that I broke my bra. This is Faye in Essex this morning. Wow. That's some gig, Faye. That's real life happening right there. In fact, if you told Jamie T that, he'd get a four-minute song out of your broken bra. I reckon he'd sing about that. So, it is slated with flowers this morning. Things that have... if you've been wronged by a git, we want to hear about it. That's your Monday morning get it off your chest moment, your chance to vent. As I say, 83936 at XFM on Twitter. I understand, Matt, you've got one this
morning. Yeah, well, I'd like to send some dead flowers to the Ropey Chinese, where I dined from a plastic carton in Richmond late on Saturday night.
Okay.
For the shocking heat levels of the food, in terms of temperature, not spice.
Yes.
Basically, like chunks of chicken and pineapple that were cooked in the hottest fires in the pit of Hades. My tongue is still recovering from the layers that were stripped from it, so thanks for that.
Thanks for that. That's good, isn't it? I always think it's weird when you have like a chicken and pineapple and you get hot pineapple. I mean, pineapples, that's what I mean, the chicken, but temper it with the coolness of the pineapple.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you do? Don't heat the pineapple.
Exactly.
It's like, you know, the worst thing you can do, right, is when you've got a meal, you know, you've got a meal, you've eaten something, I don't know, maybe a fish pie or something, that you put ketchup on, or maybe brown sauce, just on the side. Yeah. Could be any kind of sauce like that. But then you need to reheat in the microwave because you've forgotten it, and you forget to scrape off the sauce, right? There's nothing worse than boiling hot ketchup.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's the cooling sauce, not the heat.
Yeah.
I see
And that's why I keep my ketchup in the fridge, because I like it cold.
I like Dave Grohl. Yeah, but that doesn't matter when you reheat it. It's irrelevant, isn't it?
Anyway. The cooling power.
Speaking of food stuff, flower slating, Darren is in Cheam. Good morning, Darren. He writes this. I'd like to send some metaphorical dead flowers this morning, John, to our pizza delivery man for carrying the pizza in such a way over the weekend when delivering it that the toppings, cheese, and indeed the whole thing, when I opened it, had been shoved into one corner of the box, leaving the other side entirely empty. It was a pizza smashed up against the wall of the box on one side. Thanks very much. That's just great. That's from Darren in Cheam. You, please. Yours. 83936. At XFM on Twitter this morning. Let's watch the flowers die.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
Well, that's Gold Lion from the Yeah. As you listen to XFM Breakfast, it's Wednesday morning, just gone 25 to 9. And we come to the largely irrelevant paper review. Now, you know how the media works, don't you? You turn on the television, and there you get celebrities of varying degrees looking through the newspapers, don't you? Reviewing the newspapers on Sky News, on that sofa on the BBC. Well, that's not for us. You know, we don't want the bloke off Holmes Under the Hammer, do we? Sort of talking about the independent stance on the possible insider trading scandal facing the BNP. We don't need... we don't want former Tomorrow's World presenter Judith Han looking through the Sun's back page coverage of the Scotland-England friendly, particularly the headline, Ochi the Roo. We don't... Judith Han's take on that is not required around here. What we do instead is go through the papers that no one else bothers with to quit the largely irrelevant paper review. On the sofa this morning in the studio, then, the celebrity newsreader Matt Dyson. Good morning, Matt Dyson.
Morning, John. Great to be here.
Good morning. You're very welcome. What have you got this morning for us?
I've got, well, after the seemingly out-of-key rendition of Flower of Scotland at Celtic Park last night, I've got Bagpipe Express.
Timely and topical.
Yes,
thank you.
Scotland's most monthly... it's most monthly. It's so monthly. Yeah. Every single month it comes out. I mean, there's no more monthly publication than this, rounding up all the Fair Nation's most iconic instrument news. The importance of the puff is one of the articles this month on page 30. Breathing techniques needed to make sure your bag stays full at all times, which is key.
You won't get very far with an empty bag, will you?
No. Highlands Hygiene as well. A great piece on page 46, which I'll draw your attention to now. For quality output, how often should your pipes be cleaned? Professional piper Hamish McLaughlin talks us through his rigorous routine, which is very interesting insight there. And on page 50, you have lip service. Some advice on how and where your mouth should be when blowing your pipes.
it's good advice for anyone interested in bagpipes, that. Not so much for anyone else. I've got the magazine. It's just called Well, Well, Well. And it's, their own words, the font of all knowledge.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, when it comes to water wells in America in Europe. Page 34, Well Hard. Resident well expert Rusty Jones talks us... Good old Rusty. Talks us through the best way to construct a sturdy water source, plus he answers the question on everyone's lips when it comes to quality welling. What's more effective? Is it girth or depth?
Yeah.
Page 22, Well I Never. Conclusive proof this month that little Johnny Flynn didn't put the pussy in the well, and it may have been little Tommy Stout all along.
Oh. Oh, wow, yeah. Controversial.
Ding dong bell. All's well that ends well. All of the headlines have the word well in it, I've noticed. All your questions answered on page 49. For example, how much pumping is needed to get the best results from your drilled well? So there you go, Well, 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 and Bagpipe Express. There's a bonus in Bagpipe Express, I noticed as well. Can you turn an octopus into a set of bagpipes? They conclude not.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
Good morning, then. You're listening to XFM Breakfast. Of course, you are. I am John Holmes. Our guest this morning, a hot guest action, comes from Sarah Millican. She's still with us, I'm pleased to say. And if you've just tuned in, you've missed Ace Chat. However, you now find Ace Game. Band or Cat is what we play this morning.
Yes.
We play this because you write about your cats quite a lot, don't you? I've seen you write about your cats. Do you do material about your cats?
Yes, I do. They're my children. You know, if other people can talk about their children, then I should be able to talk about my cats. It's just perfectly valid.
Let's see how your cat knowledge is in a game of Band or Cat. You'll be playing against Matt Dyson here. Good morning, Matt Dyson.
Hi there.
Good morning. Have you done research on this?
I've just got two cats myself, actually.
Oh, you've just got them?
Ever. Yeah, yeah.
And how long have you had them?
About a week.
Oh, I should be better than you then.
XFM, your go-to station for cats chat. We're going to play Band or Cat. Alphabetical order, of course. Sarah first. Cracker Cat. Is that a band or is it a cat? Cracker Cat.
I think if I had a band, I would definitely have the C. I would have the letter C in it because it's a good, sounds good, doesn't it? It's quite harsh.
Yeah.
Cracker Cat. I think it's a band.
Is the right answer. It is a band. Yes. It's good. Off to a flying start. Matt.
I'm already winning. I mean, I know you haven't had a go yet. At the moment, I'm winning.
And make the most of it.
Angry Cat.
Angry Cat.
Fighting talk.
Is an actual cat character.
It's a band.
Oh.
See, that's because you've just had cats for a week.
Smelly Cat. I'm not calling you that. Smelly Cat.
Smelly Cat is a song from Friends.
Yeah, so it's a fictional.
Yeah, so it's fictional.
It's the right answer, yeah. Matt, Crookshanks.
But cat.
Yes, from Harry Potter. No less. No, right. Pussy Riot. Sarah Millican.
Band.
Yes, it's a bit of a band, of course. Pie Wacket. Matt, Pie Wacket.
Pie Wacket.
Pie Wacket. Band or cat?
They sound like sort of West Country folk outfit band.
Cat. From the 1958 film Bell Book and Candle, starring Kim Novak.
Right.
I think she was a witch. I think it was
niche.
Her witch's familiar. Salty Cat.
I'm going to say it's a cat.
He's a cat, is it right, as well? He's from Caroline in the City.
You know your cat.
It's pure guesswork, love.
Spot the Cat. Spot the Cat.
Spot the Cat. Well, I know Spot the Dog. I think this maybe is a band. An ironic band.
It's not. It's Data's cat from Star Trek.
Oh.
It's called Spot the Cat.
Wow.
Vivian Claw. Vivian Claw.
Is... an agent.
That's right. Great. It wasn't even a band or a cat. It's my agent. And you can have five bonus points for that. It's got the word claw in her name. I was struggling for cats, all right.
I wondered if you'd call your cat after your agent.
Actually, it's a good idea. Horny Cat.
Band.
It's a band.
Film.
It's a band.
It sounds like a film.
Raunchy band.
Chairman Meow.
Is a cat.
By whose cat?
It is. Is it David Padilla?
It is. Is the right answer? Yes.
Bonus points. Bonus points.
Wow, you're on fire.
Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, formerly legal high. Now a drug,
yes,
but also probably a band, like a rave band.
Well, I'll give you half a point. It's the drug favoured by the presenter Paul Ross. So is it technically? You can have half a point. Dave, what were the scores?
Sarah 10, Matt 3.
Yeah, Sarah Millican is the winner.
I am obsessed.
Your prize is to tell us when your DVD is out. What it's called?
My DVD is out now, yes. And it's called Homebird.
There it is, and you look very fetching on the cover.
Thanks
may
very
I say,
much,
so.
But not in person. Cheers.
No, not so much.
Harsh.
Not
just because it's a morning. Yeah. I'm not good in a morning. If it was this evening, I'd look amazing.
Sarah Millican with us, and this is XFM.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
This is Toddler Pops on XFM.
It is Toddler Pops on XFM. If you've heard it before, well, you'll know how it works. If you haven't, allow me to explain. All you have to do is identify the indie hit played on a toy xylophone by a four-year-old child. She's called Maisie. If you can identify it, then you must text the word pop, followed by your guess as to the artist you think it was. The word pop, followed by your guess as to the artist you think it was. Not the song, the artist. The word pop and the artist to 83936. Tickets to see Bombay Bicycle Club at Earl's Court Saturday the 13th of December could well be yours. So ears down then, simply identify the tune. She's here. Hello, good morning, Maisie. Are you well this morning?
No.
No?
No. I'm angry, John. Angry at Ed Miliband.
Right, why are you angry at Ed Miliband? Why?
Because of his mansion tax.
Oh, yeah, like Miley and Class has been complaining about. Yeah, yeah.
It's a class war, John.
Clever.
And I'm on her side.
Clever class war, yeah. But it's not going to affect you, is it?
Not yet, John. But it's a slippy, slidey slope. He'll tax anything. Miliband. Right. What if he moves onto empty houses or those houses?
Well, I'm not sure.
It will hit Granny's, John. Granny's, he lives in those houses.
What are you talking about? You really are channeling Miley in Class. And anyway, it's about the NHS, isn't it?
Because might as well tax me on this glass of wine. You can't just point at things and tax them.
Right, you're four. Should you be drinking wine?
I work hard and I play hard, John.
Okay. Should we just play a tune?
That's a ruddy lootie.
Right, here it comes. Right, that was very good. Thanks a lot, Maisie.
Shut up, John!
All right. What was that tune? thousands of correct answers and entries. There can be only one. She was picked at random from all of them. She is called Gemma. She's on this telephone that I have here. Good morning to you, Gemma.
Morning.
Morning, Gemma. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm all right, thanks. How are you?
Good, very well, thank you. Where are you calling from, Gemma? Where are you?
I'm in Maidervale at the moment.
Eating porridge?
Oh. Yes.
That's what they do in Maidervale. How la-da-da.
How hoity-toity, Gemma.
Have you got anything in the porridge, Gemma? Honey, jam, etc.?
I've got bananas today.
Very good. Very, very strong. Very strong porridge. Right. Do you, Bombay Bicycle Club then? That's Saturday the 13th of December, Gemma. All you have to do, of course, is identify the song. If you missed it, of course, Maisie was with us just moments ago. Sort of channeling Mylene Klass, really.
You might as well tax me on this glass of wine. You can't just point at things and tax them.
Yeah, she was drinking a glass of wine and she's four.
I work hard and I play hard, John.
Fair enough. She was channeling Mylene Klass, having a go at Ed Miliband earlier in the week, of course, about mansion tax. So then she played a tune on a xylophone. But, Gemma, the question remains, what artist... Oh, hang on, we're going to have a listen, we're going to have a recap. Hang on, before you give us your answer, she played this. Of course, that's what she played. Gemma, what the hell was it?
Is it Oasis?
Let's find out.
That was Oasis, yes. And Roll With It.
Come on! You gotta take it to... Of course it was, Gemma. Congratulations to you. Well done, Gemma.
Yay!
Celebrate with that banana-y porridge. Yeah!
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Only I'm Mr. Lonely.
That's right. That music heralds in XFM's Sad Habits. So this is where we like to collect from you all of those weird little things you do when you're on your own. No one else really knows you do them. For instance, I've been doing this for a few weeks now, and it seems to have... taken on a life of its own. Everyone's sort of going, oh my goodness, I didn't know I did a thing. Then they hear someone else's thing that they do and then go, oh my god, I do that thing as well. So for instance, last week I've got another one that I do when I'm on my own, and I could be in the shower, easy, it's not that. I could be on my own in the shower. I could be on my own in boots, easy, it's still not that, right? Or anywhere that I see, right?
What do you do in boots?
I'm about to tell you.
Right, okay.
It's not what you're thinking. Whenever time I see the words aloe vera on a product, on a shampoo or whatever, right, I say hello back. I go, aloe vera, like that. Yeah. And last week, as I said that, someone texted immediately, went, oh my god, I do that, John. Except I take it one step, like one level higher. I see aloe vera and I go, evening, primrose. So it's your sad habits, please, on XFM. What do you do when you're on your own? Pink Princess has been in touch. Hashtag sad habits at XFM. When spraying my kitchen worktop with anti-back spray, I hold the bottle like a gun and I shoot the sprays to the beat of Survivor's song Eye of the Tiger, nice. In my head. Slightly long spray at the end there.
To get through a lot of anti-back.
She's probably got a very dirty kitchen.
Yeah.
What have you got there, Matt?
Robert Barnes says that when he lifts heavy items on his own, he likes to just shout, like He-Man, I have the power!
Orla is on Twitter and writes, sometimes, John, when I'm alone, I pick up my cat, raise him to the ceiling and sing the circle of life.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
So good morning then. This is XFM Breakfast. I'm John Holmes. And we now find ourselves firmly inside the tradesman's entrance. This is where we track down tradespersons, tradesmen, tradeswomen, tradesgenders. We don't mind who it is. We're an equal opportunities employer. What we do here is we find someone who has plied their trade, whatever it may be, in or around a celebrity's house, car, place of work, whatever they've done. They are then encouraged to come on the radio and be indiscreet about it. The only thing is that for some reason that I lost in the midst of time, I have to try and guess who the celebrity is before we find out, which has never worked. And as I say every week, still can't work because I basically get three questions, which the answers are yes or no. And trying to find out which celebrity that is out of all of the celebrities ever is a pretty tall order. So, well, let's see how we get on today. On the telephone now, it's Rich. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, Rich, you've got a lot to live up to, of course. Last week, we met the man who laid a cable in Gillian Anderson's lounge, which we've had Keith Duffy out of Boyzone's bathroom. What trade are you in, Rich?
Construction.
Right, I have to guess constructive guesses as to who your celebrity was. And my 30 seconds starts now. Is it a man one? Is it a man one?
No.
Is it a lady one?
Yeah.
Does she like dressing as a schoolboy and enjoying swinging parties with her husband and the cast of a panto? Is that...
I can't quite answer that yes or no.
Oh, then it could be. Area. It could be little Jimmy Cranky. Imagine if I'm right. Oh, well, the time's up. Is it little Jimmy Cranky?
No, it's not.
Disappointing. So, what did you do and who did you do it for, Rich?
I fitted out a flat in between those of Dave Sneddon from Fame Academy and Amanda Holden.
I was slightly concerned. I was going, hang on, David Sneddon's not a lady one. And there he was. So hang on a minute. So Sneddon, I don't even remember who he is.
Sneddon
wow. from Fame. So Sneddon lives one door away from Holden, is what you're telling us here.
I think that was his prize for the year for winning Fame Academy.
Really?
Wow. What, his prize was to live near Holden. What a weird prize.
Wow. The booby prize.
Yeah, really? Well, in many ways, I've seen, yeah. If that Les Dennis story is true, certainly. So did you meet Holden or Sneddon? I mean, what?
I did. Almost every morning I met Holden.
Well, she wanted to collect her milk. Tried to collect her milk. How lovely. How quaint and old-fashioned. Did she, what did she do? I mean, did she just come out on the steps in what? What was she?
Mostly it was like a nightgown and on one occasion rollers.
Saucy. This has turned into confessions of a construction worker all of a sudden, isn't it?
Did Holden have like a startled look on her face constantly because of all the Botox she filled?
On one morning, I believe the first morning that we met her, we were all standing outside the apartment next door and she'd come out, pick up her milk and was confronted by three or four hairy builders.
Thank you so much. That's great, Rich. And there you go. He refitted the apartment that's between Amanda Holden's one and that of Fame Academy's David Sneddon.
Whoa.
I don't think we can top this.
What a celebrity sandwich.
What have you done? Have you applied your trade for a celebrity of any kind? We want to hear from you. 83936 AlexFM on Twitter. This is XFM. That is Tradesman's Entrance.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
It's XFM Breakfast Thursday morning. Good morning. And being Thursday, of course, it's time for this morning's Thought for the Day for Satanists. The High Priest Vexen the Crowley. He is of the Temple of Mephistopheles, that's in Hendon, and he does join us on a weekly basis to bring us his thoughts, his reflections of the world. It's, you know, other radio stations, they do obviously a pause for thought kind of thing. Don't they do that, don't they, and give you a moment, give you an anecdote from their lives, and then tenuously link it to whatever deity it is they believe in. All the other ones do that, but no one covers the belief in the devil, so ever the equal opportunities employer, XFM, we do, that is why he's here. Vexen the Crowley with his thought for the day for Satanists.
Good morning. Last night I spent a very enjoyable evening with our local satanic youth group. As you may know, the Church of Satan runs a series of youth groups very similar to the Beavers, the Cubs and Scouts that are attended by the more straight-laced members of the community. Only we spend very little time camping, believing that if you are lost in the wilderness, a better use of your time is to eat a live sheep and then wipe what's left of its guts on your naked torso like ruminant woad. Plus, we laugh more than most at the word beavers. Anyway, last night we let the kids bring their computer games to the youth club and someone brought the always popular Rock Band. I was on bass and one child had even bought a dead bat in a jar to bite the head off. But before we began our own inimitable rendition of Paranoid by Black Sabbath, I noticed that when asked to select a difficulty setting, the youngster selected easy. And I thought, Satan is a lot like that, isn't he? For the path of righteousness is seldom smooth. To live a life that is good and worthy is a difficult choice, what with temptation ever begging to destroy your principles. But conversely, to follow the devil is an absolute piece of cake and a right laugh. The ultimate dastard asks only that you follow your own carnal desires, and he delights in those actions which bring sorrow and misery to others, which, let's be honest, are always the most fun. So, that's why I suggested that the group try the game on the expert setting. As expected, they were so incompetent they failed immediately, which led to infighting that soon came to blows. I don't know if you've ever seen three 14-year-olds smashing each other into unconsciousness with plastic guitars covered in bat blood, but it certainly warmed the heart of this devil worshipper. And that should give us all something to think about.
The High Priest of Exeter Crowley there with another of his Thought for the Day for Satanists.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
I'm Mr. Lonely.
And we are trawling through your sad habits as we speak. That's what we do on XFM on a weekly basis. The weird things you do when you're on your own that you think no one else knows about, do share, please. This is from Paul in Welling Garden City on 83936. John, re-sad habits. I salute any time an army rank is used in normal conversation. So if anyone says general knowledge, I salute. If anyone says there's a major inconvenience, I salute. This is someone, Matt, no name on it, but after you read the travel news each day, Matt, this person comments whether or not they agree or disagree and then adds their own take on the state of the M25 out loud. Nice. So doing the travel news. What have you got there?
We talked about the He-Man heavy lifting thing earlier.
Yeah.
Chris from Essex has a different take on that. When he lifts things up on his own, he shouts, "This is Sparta!" Which must be good. I might try that.
And then hopefully kicks the object into a well.
Yeah.
This is from... Who's this from? It's from Michael. When I disconnect the handle to the Hoover, I hold the awkward bits. The awkward bits, I see. I hold the tube like a gun, and then before I start hoovering, I actually do a few pew, 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 nice. Like a gun firing at nothing. Yeah. And he's put, "I'm nearly 30.
When Neil is watching the beginning of a film on TV, if it states that the movie contains nudity, flashing image and violence, he always replies, "I hope so. That's why I'm watching you."
This is from Adam in Gillingham. I once yawned the theme tune to Coronation Street to let the wife know that I was not happy with her choice of programme. Fast forward a few years, and now every time I yawn, I do it in the theme to Coronation Street.
Brilliant.
Dom is in Windsor. Dom, what is your sad habit?
Well, about 4 years ago, I started doing a voice for my dog. So I would then have conversations with other family members with the dog.
Right.
And I even now have conversations with myself and the dog. Except the dog's voice is Stewie Griffin.
From Family Guy,
yeah.
Yeah.
And the dog ends up being very aggressive. And it's a little tiny cockapoo. It's just not like that.
You've cast a personality onto the dog that it does not have, is essentially
it
what
you're saying. It doesn't have this personality. No.
Could we hear your dog's voice, please, Dom?
It'll say something like, "You know, oh, for God's sake, fat man, get my water down straight away."
What else might your dog say, Dom?
So say something like, "We all hate you, fat man. You're the dream crusher."
Dom, thank you very much for that. Perfect stuff.
Thank you, John. Very cathartic.
we aim to please.
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Snap out of it. Arctic Monkeys then this morning on XFM, 21 minutes past 6 o'clock. Hello, welcome along. I'm John Holmes. And you join us at the Chaff News Desk. Very much the gardening area where, as aforementioned, we attempt to get rid of the celebrity knotweed that is the showbiz tossip. It permeates through the newspapers, doesn't it? No one wants it there. It is a pest, but it's blight, really. It blights the papers, but it's very hard to get rid of. Almost impossible, in fact. And there it is. You remove it one day, and next day, there it is, growing back. The celebrity news. It's in the newspapers. It's not news. And here's some examples of what's coming up through the cracks today. Matt.
Talisa's face.
Good.
That's where we're going to start. We finally can get to the bottom of it.
The bottom of her face?
So to speak.
Or the other way around.
Or the, yeah, something like that. Anyway, we all saw her lips seem to grow. Face seemed to just change, didn't it? From when she used to be in Dappy. And,
she used to be in Dappy?
In N-dubs.
This is a revelation.
She used to be in N-dubs, yeah, with Dappy.
Okay.
She hasn't gone under the knife, but she was looking really gaunt from all the stress of that trial, she's told Grazia. Remember the drug-fixing trial?
The collapsed. The collapsed. And she is innocent of all charges, let's point
out. Yeah, and she's innocent of all charges because it collapsed.
That's right.
And even though the drug dealer, he was... What happened with him again?
He admitted.
He admitted it.
He admitted drug dealing at the trial, but walked free because the trial collapsed, yeah. Mm. But she's never touched the stuff or seen it or even heard of it.
No. But anyway, she wanted to perk herself up because of that. So she has had... she's admitted that she has had, like, Botox in her lips and her cheeks.
Right.
But she says she didn't know she suffered from water retention. And first thing in the morning, when she wakes up, she's got a face like a blowfish.
Why?
Apparently, because it all just swells up.
It draws water to the area.
Well, apparently, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, you know what she should do now? Because she's looking for a new career direction, isn't she? If her face is indeed a drawer of water, why doesn't she go off to Ethiopia or something, because let's face it, Bob Geldof, right, he's moved on from sort of drought and famine, hasn't he?
Yeah.
You know, he's not interested in that anymore. He's moved on to Ebola now, hasn't he? With his rewriting of his lyrics of his Band Aid 30 song. So she could go and take his place. She could, with her face, with her magical water drawing face, she could just like a Native American, lie her cheeks on the ground in drought stricken areas. Like a sort of human artisan well.
Yeah.
And draw the water up.
Yeah, sort of like divining for water.
Yeah,
draw it up.
Your face. Draw it up. Store it in the Botox-injected lips.
Yeah.
And then dispense it to those people that need it most.
And just like wring her face out like a sponge.
Yes.
Into the mouths of thirsty people.
Thirsty African
people. That's a good
people.
Idea. It's a good idea.
There.
I like it.
If you're listening to Lisa, good morning. Yeah, some advice for you.
Yeah, good idea.
What else have you got?
That'll do. Yeah, that'll make you the public love you again. elsewhere, you've got to talk about the jungle, I suppose, haven't you? Because Towie Gemma from Towie has left.
Is she?
She was.
Was she the one who claimed she had malaria?
Yeah, she said she had malaria because she had the squits, basically. And interestingly enough, Queen's Park Rangers striker Charlie Austin has been tweeting about her, calling her the female Shrek, and saying a load of other abusive tweets. And this comes, interestingly enough, in the week the FA roll out their anti-bullying campaign for
them. Oh, that's timely. Yeah, that's timely. Don't let footballers on Twitter is the message here.
That's the message, yeah.
Or in hotel rooms with waitresses, or indeed anywhere else. Who's replaced her?
They've been replaced by some unknown X-Factor reject called Jake Quickenden, who I've never seen or heard of in my life.
No idea.
And Edwina Curry.
Edwina Curry!
Oh, yes.
Of salmonella in eggs and having an affair with former Prime Minister John Major fame.
Yeah, so we get all the juicy gossip on the romps with Major.
Oh, I'm glad that's back. Oh, that was a great story. Because you know how John Major used to speak, didn't he, as well?
I'm Prime Minister.
That. Yeah. Because I always used to find it very amusing that, during their time, their quality time together, you know, just the idea of him going,
oh, yes, Edwina. Yes. Oh, yes. Take off my grey pants, Edwina. 50 shades of grey pants. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk.
XFM.
Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome, Stephen Merchant. Thank you for having me. Nice to be here, gentlemen. Now, you as a former XFM disc jockey.
Yeah.
You gave me some advice on the first show. Me and Neil have obviously really built on that first show and attempted to implement the advice. Do you want to go through some of our subjects, Neil?
Some of the five subjects that went really well were bad song memories.
Bad song
memories. I don't even know what that is anymore.
No, I don't know what that is.
I was away that week.
I think that's a typo. I think there was two subjects that week, bad songs and memories.
Memories, you just opened it up to memories.
Got any memories? Phone in, let us know.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.